All right, Jibbo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up on page Kuf Yud Aleph, the first paragraph. We left off with a couple of lines in Kuf Yud, but we'll pick up Kuf Yud Aleph, first paragraph. Nimtza, she'ikir yiras ha'shamay masila. Therefore, again, says the Mechaber, it turns out that based on what we learned yesterday, the ikr of yiras shamayim begins kashera adam ma'amin bischar uba'onash she'yesh ba'olam hazeh. When a person believes and the reward and punishment that exists in this world, that's the beginning of Yiras Shamayim. Dahainu Shemamin, what does that mean that he believes in Schar Va'onesh, in reward and punishment? That he believes Shekomash Shekorelov, everything that happens to him, Hatzlachosav Ochalila Lehefech, his successes, or God forbid, the opposite, his failures, Yisurim, his difficulties, his suffering, Kulam Me'ito Yisbaruch, all of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenosin Oscharo, O manish osom lefi masof, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me is somehow. And again, Abbas, we have to be careful with these words. So everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, there's a correlation between my life, or I should say, the events of my life, and my actions. That the events that happen to me in life are reactions to what it is that I'm doing. Now, again, the Mechaber uses the lashon over here. That that God rewards me in accordance with my deeds, punishes me in accordance with my deeds. Now remember, again, it's important for us to keep in mind a much looser translation of these words, because we have to accept the theological reality of tzaddik v'ralo, of bad things happening to good people, and rasha v'tovlo, you know, good things happening to bad people. That is a theological reality with which we contend. Therefore, the point that the Mechaber is trying to make over here is understand that when negative events occur to me, so what I perceive as negative events occur to me, so lav dafka, that it's a punishment. Doesn't have to be a punishment, but there's no question that somehow it's related to my actions. Meaning, some way, somehow, the events that are occurring to me are reflective of the life that I'm living. Sometimes it's a punishment. That is certainly possible. Other times it's a wake-up call. Other times it forces me to focus on certain things that I'm not otherwise focusing on. But the idea is that there is always an interrelationship. There's always a connection between what's happening to me and ultimately the type of life that I am living. He goes on, he says, V'oseh v'chol yom cheshbon nefesh. Therefore, by definition, Yiras Shamayim requires of me to do a cheshbon nefesh each and every day. So go ahead, each and every day do cheshbon nefesh. V'zeh yitochin, rak kasher hu chai mitol chayisod, shen yisurim lo avon. The only way to kind of spark that cheshbon nefesh is if a person goes ahead and lives a life of ein yisurim lo avon, a recognition, again, of this interrelationship, this correlation, this connection between my actions and my life events. Kol echad rotei shilech lo kiseder. We'll say it's a second paragraph, Kuf Yud Aleph, a very profound statement. Everyone wants life to follow a seder. She hatzliach b'chayim, want to be successful. Shila kol tov, want to have incredible bracha. The kasher yodeh ha'adam shim yechata, ye'an le'yish ba'olam hazeh. Bevadei misoreres bo yiras shamayim lasos b'chol yom cheshbon nefesh letakines masov kedei shlo yavou alav yisurim. So the Mechaber says something amazing. Everybody wants the same thing, which is all of us want a successful life, a happy life, a calm life. If I accept this premise that the events or realities of my life reflect the actions of my life, reflect ultimately, again, what it is that who I'm doing, then by definition, this creates the urgency to do cheshbon nefesh each and every day, to fix my actions in order that I not suffer. In other words, we'll say, what the Mechaber essentially is saying is that lemaisa, many of us go through life in a state of slumber, without really giving so much thought, or not really leading an introspective existence, because we don't really accept the premise that what happens to me in life is a reflection of the actions I engage in. But if I recognize this correlation between the life I have and the actions I perform, then by definition that creates the need, the urgency, for contemplation, for introspection, each and every day, because I want to make sure I'm doing the right things. Because I don't want negative things to occur in life. I don't want negative repercussions. I don't want negative realities. Therefore, I'm going to introspect. I'm going to contemplate. I'm going to examine the way I live my life each and every day. And by extension, when a person realizes that I've made a mistake, again, I fix the problem. I fix the problem. I don't go ahead and wait. I don't make excuses. I don't kick the can down the road. But instead, I fix the problem. I admit my mistakes. In other words, we'll say, let's be clear, introspection, contemplation, cheshbon ha-nefesh does not guarantee I won't sin. It might decrease the probability that I will sin, but what it certainly does do is, in the event that I do sin, which inevitably I will, a person who is a contemplative, introspective, cheshbon ha-nefesh type of individual, when he does sin, will automatically engage in course-correcting activity. I'm going to recognize it, I'm going to own it, and I'm going to fix it. He goes on, V'chol shekin kasher bo'u alav yisurim, hum isor la'asos tshuva, kedei sheyasuru mimeno ha'yisurim. And when I see that difficulties have come upon me, that also triggers the need to introspect, the need to contemplate, the need to look at my life in order that the yisurim should leave. V'hu gam yori, shim lo yaseh tshuva, ya'anesh od yoser, ki kasher adam eno misor ma'ayisurim, him iskarvim od yoser. Next paragraph was like Kozman, the bolded paragraph. Kozman sha'adam adayin toles yisrabe izadav ba'olam. But when a person goes ahead and literally attributes his setbacks and difficulties to something else in this world, v'glo ki yesh lo avonos, simen shu rachot mi yirashamayim betachlis harichuk, ubar shu chai es chaya bali loseis din nechesh lo evne abori. But it says a very profound statement. When a person encounters setbacks in life, so very often when we encounter adversity, setbacks, challenges, what's the first thing we look at? The first thing we look at is, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? Right? Who did it? Who did this? Who's responsible for this? Heads are going to roll. Right? Who caused me to have these difficulties? And I will say, that is not the right approach. The Mechaber suggests the right approach is, when I encounter difficulty or adversity, the first question is, what's going on in my life? What in me is in a state of disrepair that is allowing this to occur? Now, could it be that other people are making contributions to this life discord? Absolutely. But that's not where I start. That's perhaps a process where I end. Where I start is, if things are not going according to plan, if things are not going well, what's the chisaron in me? Because again, I recognize that my life realities are reflective ultimately, again, of who I am and the life that I am living. So if things are not going according to plan, then at the end of the day, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? And if that is not the first step in my contemplative journey, then says the Mechaber, at the end of the day, I don't really have Yirah Shamayim. V'lo zil bilvad, shenu misar l'tshuva mikol ma shavar alav, elu nofel yosir yosir l'shenu l'tardei mula astara. Furthermore, says the Mechaber, what ends up happening is, at a certain point in time, if you don't take a proactive, introspective approach to adversity, what ends up happening is, and you just blame people, you blame anyone and everyone for your problems, but take ownership over it, then a person just falls into atzlus, he suggests. A person begins to fall essentially into a life depression over the difficulty of their circumstances, and that depression deepens and deepens, grows greater and greater, and a person ultimately falls into a state of life slumber, ulastara. Nimtza, shiraka yidi hayisod, shen yisurin lo'avon, titachin yira shamayim. Therefore, Bosei turns out that it is only if a person lives life by the principle of in yisurin lo'avon, that my life realities mirror the kind of person I am and the life that I am living. It's only through that, if a person takes an introspective approach to contemplating the events of his life, understanding that what occurs to me is a reflection of what I am and what I'm not doing, only then could a person establish a sense of Yirah Shamayim. Ki ha'adam pashat yodea, yesh yisurim ba'olam, yesh anashim, yesh makel, umuvan, shemis oreres bo yira. We'll say, because if one thing is clear, says the Mechaber, it's that there's adversity, there's challenge, there's suffering. Meaning if there's one thing you could bank on, it's that at some point in time, some way, somehow, life is not going to go your way. If you're lucky, it'll be relatively minor, but it's also possible that it could be major. Now again, we're talking about a relatively lower level of Yiras Shamayim over here, where a person, what we'd really call this is Yiras HaOnesh. This really over here, ultimately, again, is a sense of fear of, much more fear of punishment. Meaning the issue over here is that I recognize that what's happening to me is a reflection of the way I'm living my life. And therefore, again, I want to own this circumstance so things don't get worse. So that's a lower level. We will work towards higher levels as well. Kamuva, Shekhala Pechadim, Shadim Afachid, Mikomi Neitzaros. Because we'll say the first step that we start with is always Yiras HaOnesh, is always a fear of punishment. Fear of punishment, which is elemental, is the way we start our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately, again, it progresses to a more sophisticated, love-based type of relationship. But it also, as we stop over here for today, so understand we close out really with a very profound yisod. This idea of Ein Yisurim Lelo Avon, there's no such thing as suffering without iniquity. But the idea being, not that everything that happens to me negative in life is a punishment, but rather one thing is clear, which is we accept the premise that the events of my life are reflective of the quality, nature, and trajectory of my life. And that when things don't go according to plan, and when things are not unfolding in the way that I hoped that they would, that is a wake-up call of sorts. Whether it's a wake-up call that I'm doing something wrong, whether it's a wake-up call that I'm not doing something enough, whatever it is, but I recognize that at the end of the day, this is the wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to introspect, to reflect, to contemplate, and to figure out how to engage in proper course-correcting activity. So we'll stop here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem on Monday.